And at 8:50, we have our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly 50 cents to $1 per hundredweight lower amid continued large supplies and record large slaughter rates. Terminals are called steady to $1 lower, with top prices from $37.50 to $39. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,983. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $47.50 to $57.50. The weighted average was $54.61, a loss of 18 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.16 to $46.65, and the weighted average was $44.01. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,345. The base price range was $46.50 to $60, the weighted average $57.43, a gain of 40 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.75 to $48, and the weighted average was $45.23. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we got a few thunderstorms through the area overnight last night, and now we see dry weather in our immediate area, but scattered showers, very light, but dotting northern Illinois and neighboring areas to the north. And there's still some thunderstorms rolling through Ohio as they weaken. As we look at the big picture, harvest weather this week will not be quite as good as last week, but it's still going to be rather decent in many areas. The reason it won't be quite as good as last week is we're going to have fronts coming through on a little bit more frequent basis. We'll have some showers across the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest today, although most will be light. Then tomorrow in the afternoon hours, some big thunderstorms are possible in the western Midwest, west of the Mississippi River, and some of those will come eastward tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. And then we've got another round coming in, Saturday into western areas and Sunday in eastern areas with a significant cold front that will knock the temperature back by many degrees once we get into Sunday. But between all of those fronts and shower chances, there will be a lot of dry weather and warm weather this week. So overall, I think harvest operations will continue along at a pretty good clip. And already we have a lot harvested, and we're just to October 1st thus far. But we do have this week more frequent chances of showers than maybe the past couple of weeks. Probably the longest stretch of dry weather will be from Wednesday afternoon through the day on Saturday around here. So a few days of dry weather will be coming in. Delta and Southeast, not much difference than here. Just a little bit less rain maybe than during the next couple of days. We don't have any tropical systems moving in to that area. Temperatures will remain warmer than average here across the Delta and Southeast during the next couple of weeks. But we will, once we get beyond this week, have to watch for tropical development as we're still in the prime season. And upper air winds are rather light, so sometimes storms will develop over the Gulf of Mexico in this kind of situation. Not always, but if one develops, that, of course, could affect the Delta and Southeast further out. In the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, it looks like the weather through this week will be on the warm side of average once again, and really warming up later in the week. Temperatures in the 80s and 90s for highs across at least western portions of the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt and 80s in the eastern portions. So any harvesting of any crops out there will move along quickly. There may be a few showers with the next front coming in later tomorrow, and then once we get to the weekend, there could be another area of showers and thunderstorms. But right now, it looks like generally favorable weather for field work out there. Turning to the southern hemisphere now, and there's no big changes from what we talked about last week. In Brazil, the northern growing areas. That would be around Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Minas Gerais, Goiás. Those areas does look like there's going to be more dryness, more heat up that way. As you get farther south, shower chances increase a little bit. In Argentina, showers and thunderstorms are occurring now, and they were in the forecast. So Argentina right now has no issues with dryness, even though that wasn't the case a little over a month ago. But Argentina is generally getting favorable showers. Parts of southern Brazil are going to share in that, Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and maybe Sao Paulo later this week. But as you go north of there, it's dry. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Sears Tower, the Great Pyramids, the Statue of Liberty, these are all big things. One thing that's not on the list, WILL's pledge drive. In fact, our pledge drives have been getting smaller and smaller each year, all thanks to you and the Power Hour. During the Power Hour, we'll raise a full day's worth of pledges in 1 hour. That way, we can cut down on the length of the pledge drive. So tune into the Power Hour, 7 a.m. Thursday, October 11th, and keep pledge drives as small as possible.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 9.39, up 9 3/4. Last trade up 13. March 9.38, up 7 1/4. Last trade up 8 3/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 9.53 1/4, up 14 1/4. Last trade up 12 1/4. July 6.81 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade up 6. December corn opened at 373, unchanged. Last trade up 2 1/4. March 389, down 1/4. Last trade up 2 1/4. July 406, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 2 3/4. December of next year, 417 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 1. November beans opened at 991 1/2, up 1/4. Last trade up 5. January 1008, down 1/2. Last trade up 5 1/4. July 1021, unchanged. Last trade up 6. October soybean meal opened at 278 20, up 190. And October soybean oil opened at 39.61, up 12. Last trade, though, down 21. The October soybean meal contract's last trade was down 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess that wheat would probably be the leader to the upside, at least for the opening bell today, but then we'll have to see how it, you know, ends up on the day.
Yeah, it's certainly moving back towards that, at least attempting to run that bullish side of things again. I don't know whether that'll last all day or not. I think some of the things people are going to be talking about is this talk out of the USDA that doesn't look like they're going to open up any more CRP acres, or at least for right now, they're holding off on that. That brings a little bit of a bullish tone back to the corn, beans, and wheat. If they don't do something soon, you're going to be beyond where we can do a lot with wheat acres, at least on the winter wheat side of it. So you might see a little bit of push there. We had somewhat of a miserable close on Friday, so we need to hold things together today, or this thing starts to turn off to a little bit more bearish tone to it. Harvest, of course, can be delayed a little bit with some rains out here, but overall, I don't see a lot of news that's really driving us one way or the other. It's just these bulls are still out here. You saw further investment by the index funds stepping up their long positions in both corn, beans, and wheat. So they continue to be players out here, and I think right now you got to go with a little bit better call across the board on corn, beans, and wheat.
I guess that from the outside market standpoint, there really isn't a lot there to talk about either, other than we did see the U.S. dollar make another all-time low overnight.
Yeah, it's crazy. The dollar's just under a lot of pressure, and I think you got a lot of countries that are just throwing in the towel and getting rid of it and turn around and buying some gold. That's why I think partially why you're seeing gold be supported out here to these levels where the gold's at. 743 on nearby gold is a very high number for gold, I would say.
What about ideas that the Friday's decline there in the wheat after making all-time high had something to do with close orders tied to the end of the month more than any really market influences?
I wouldn't argue with that, Dave. I think that you had a month in and you come back in today, you could see there's still inflationary talk out here. So we should see those guys come right back in and reinvest again is what I would think. But the funds have had a tough year so far, so they're going to try and take some profits, and then they're going to probably jump right back in here again and try and run it back up and see if they can capitalize on this bull market that we've got going in all three commodities.
Turn your attention to the Merck then, please.
I think the hogs probably end up starting a little bit lower. It looks like we've got the hog and pig report tended to be negative right across the board with all the numbers coming in better than what people thought they would. So I tend to think this hog market is in trouble for a little bit more downside. Cattle market, on the other hand, is in a sideways pattern and probably remains there.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.